I'm living a movie, not living by rules. It's just a movie, don't lose your cool.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Spoiled Movie Reviews on the Blackout Tips Premium Podcast Network. I'm your host, Rod. I'm not by myself. I'm here with my co-host and co-moviegoer, Karen. What's going on?
How y'all doing out there, people?
I'm so glad you can make it. Today, we will be reviewing another movie and spoiling it. Spoiled Movie Reviews is for people who've seen the movie, don't ever plan on seeing the movie, or just don't give a fuck about spoilers because we spoil everything. Okay, guys, today's movie is Ride Along with Ice Cube and Kevin Hart. All right, and let me tell you something, guys. Morpheus is the bad guy. Okay, so Lawrence Fishburne does show up, and he ain't talking about Chippy D in this one. All right, guys, this movie is about a fast-talking security guard named Ben, played by Kevin Hart, who joins his cop brother-in-law, James, not really brother-in-law, he's soon to be brother-in-law. He plans to marry Angela, who's James' sister, and to prove himself, he goes on a ride along as to train for becoming a police officer. He's trying to get into police academy, but right now he's working security at a school. If you've seen the trailer, you've probably already seen all the jokes, but I can play a clip for you guys so you can kind of hear what this movie is all about. Okay, guys, you want to hear some Ice Cube banter? Well, you're going to hear it anyway. I'm sorry. That's what this show is. You knew when you hit play, okay? I'm sorry about this, but you got to just suck it up.
What is this? James, you did not tell me I was getting a jacket in the car. Oh.
Whoa. What's with the tightness?
It's a dry fit compression shirt. Keeps my body dry. It wicks the moisture.
Put that jacket on. Don't take it off.
Okay. I'm not going to sweat in it either. It's going to keep my body dry. It wicks it.
Let's go.
Wait, let me put my gloves on.
Let's go.
I knew I was going to need gloves. I had a feeling.
Don't need those. Let's go.
Okay. Well, wait, I got a jacket. Oh, James! Guess what just happened?
So, that is some of that witty repartee that you've come to expect from Kevin Hart and Ice Cube, comedy legends. Mm-hmm. Also in the movie, John Leguizamo is in here, Lawrence Fishburne, and then a bunch of people you never recognize or hear from again. All right?
Of course.
You know, I'm sorry to tell you guys that. I even forgot the girl who was playing the sister.
Yeah.
Tika Sumpter, that's who it was. Tika Sumpter was wearing a whole lot of nothing.
Yes, now that she was.
Let's talk about this movie, Karen. Let's talk about what worked for Ride Along, the movie that's cleaning up at the box office, Karen. The number one movie of every January ever of all time is Ride Along.
For me, this is a hard one. Some of the comedy worked. Mm-hmm.
This movie's made $127 million. What do you mean this is a hard movie to say something that worked for? Come on.
If you love and enjoy Kevin Hart and Ice Cube as a comedian duo, this was the best movie ever.
Okay.
This was a little hard because I enjoyed it, but it wasn't like no filet mignon when it comes to movies. Mm-hmm.
So that is Karen's review. So you couldn't think of anything that worked for it for you. All right.
Like I said, some of the comedy, you know, some of the relationships, mm-hmm, between the characters. But overall,
The video game scene worked for me. As a person that plays video games, watching Kevin Hart talk about his Call of Duty style game and with his friends and get embarrassed by his girlfriend, that was pretty cool. I thought that Ice Cube hairline really worked well in this movie.
Not that it did.
Can't believe that hasn't faded away yet. Seems like something that would have gone by now.
With age.
There was a really good scene at the end. Matter of fact, I'd say the last 20 minutes of this film were good for me. Unfortunately, you have to sit through the first hour and 40 minutes to get there.
Yeah, and I think by then I had tapped out.
Yeah, which I understand if you are already like, fuck this movie. But me, from the scene where Kevin Hart pretends to be Omar, the badass guy, that scene works for me. Where he comes in, slaps Ice Cube in the face, like, that was when his comedy was on point. Before then, it felt like he really hadn't had much to do, and it was very paint by numbers. The strip club scene fell really flat to me.
Yeah.
But that was probably my favorite, gag. And then the last fight in his girlfriend / Ice Cube's sister's house, that was okay with me too, because it was kind of all over the place. There's three fights going on at once, and you know, they have to teamwork to make it work and all this stuff. Like, so that was cool. There's a really funny moment where Kevin Hart gets shot and they have to talk about going to the hospital and all this shit, and those moments work well for me. A lot of other stuff just felt phoned in, but those, if I was gonna say what worked, that worked. Let's talk about what didn't work for us. And I feel like this will be a longer segment and a lot more to talk about. Mm-hmm. So, I'll say one first and then Karen on you. The way that they shot the action, especially in the chase scenes, is incoherent. Like, really fucking hard to make out what's happening, when it happened, and who it happened to. Mm-hmm. Especially the opening action scene, which is supposed to be the introduction of Ice Cube and his crew of badass cops. That shit is so impossible to tell what happened. Where you're just like, wait, who ducked into where? Who got shot? Wait, who died? Is that guy on your team or is he not? Like, really, really, really badly done. Karen, what about you?
The relationship between him and Ice Cube, there was not really any backstory kind of behind that. And you just kind of got thrown into the mix, per se. And you never really, other than them telling you, you never really saw how he became an officer or how, you know, I would have enjoyed for them, you know, kind of, even if it went for a backflash, you kind of talk about him and his sister and how hard.
Flashback to me?
Yeah, flashback, I'm sorry. No problem. Even between him and his sister and their background, you know, it was kind of him just verbally just walking through the story so they wouldn't have to waste the film. But it's just one of those things where, you know, I guess the dynamic of their relationship really didn't draw me in, because I didn't feel the connection or the bond from the beginning, or either I didn't see, like, I hate you type of thing, friction between them. So as the relationship grew, it was like, okay, it's growing, that's nice, but I didn't really get that contrast at the beginning to kind of sweep you through. So at the end, you was like, oh, this is nice.
Yeah, and that's the thing. They never really give you a true reason why. Mm-hmm. Ice Cube hates him, like, it's like, and they never really get into that relationship. Mm-mm. It's just like he's supposed to play the cop that doesn't like him until he does, you know, because mm-hmm. it's so predictable. Like, they don't do anything outside of pay by the numbers in this entire film. I think that's the reason it got a January release date, is because it's so unoriginal. Who's gonna go see it? And turns out so many unoriginal movies were released in January, everyone went to go see this one. Mm-hmm. Not to mention the advertising budget was $75 billion. Okay, anywhere you went, you saw this commercial.
I forgot. Yeah, it was on NBA, NFL. Like, it literally up you TNT, ESPN. Like, you couldn't go anywhere without seeing it.
Yeah, at the end of this movie, you feel like your pockets got taken along for a ride. Okay, mm-hmm. John Leguizamo wasn't good in this movie. Even his turn as the evil cop just kind of felt stupid, you know, and thrown in, rushed. There's a part with a kid actor in here that's talking shit to Kevin Hart, because he likes to do a lot of scenes where him and kids see eye to eye and fight and get mad. And even that was corny and played out. I've seen it 100 times with this guy. I think Jay Farrell plays that's the other thing they did too. Everything that is funny in the movie, you see in the trailer.
Yes, you do.
The only thing they didn't have is the pivotal scene where he slaps Ice Cube and all that shit. But pretty much every other scene that is funny, you've seen it. You know, that moment where he shoots David Banner, like you've seen that. So when it happens on the screen, I wasn't laughing and the audience was just dumb enough to laugh, but it's like, didn't y'all see this?
I hope y'all did out of 100 trailers that they showed you.
Yeah, why are you in this movie if you didn't see this shit already? Yeah, and then there's scenes that they're trying to do the, like, when he's walking up to a bike gang and he's supposed, and, Kevin Hart's supposed to be like, you know, standing up to this bike gang, but he, of course he's so short and diminutive and it just doesn't, you don't buy it, you know? It really just felt like so forced and just not very creative, not well written, not well executed. It's really just, a really bad movie. You know, like, and then Lawrence Fishburne showing up is surprising for about 2 seconds. And then you realize that he has nothing to do. Mm-mm. You know, Lawrence Fishburne shows up because they need a guy. You know, that's the huge reveal. They don't set this reveal up at all, by the way, people. Like, this isn't a, oh, you'll never see it. Lawrence Fishburne is the bad guy, guys. It's just Lawrence Fishburne, just like it could have been any player person showing up being like, look at me, I'm Omar, I'm the bad guy. And everybody goes, okay.
Yeah.
So that was, you know, I just thought that was kind of crazy. Go ahead.
And for me, overall, the acting was just terrible. Like just acting, period. Like nobody in this movie literally really could act. And that may have a lot to do why they switching back and forth, going scene to scene and constantly almost like rolling to keep it pushing because nobody literally could act. And I think because people couldn't act, they didn't draw your attention. And Kevin's Hart acting alone is not enough to carry an entire movie. And they tried to do that and the shit was boring to me.
Yep. So just another Kevin Hart vehicle that isn't as funny as it wants to be, which I guess is like every Kevin Hart movie. It just didn't have any heart, no soul to it. I think Kevin Hart has been able to be good and better in different movies and different performances.
Yes.
Especially when he's not necessarily carrying the film like he's doing here.
Yeah.
Ice Cube feels like he phoned it in 100%.
He's got that paycheck.
Yeah. Like, I don't even know why I cast Ice Cube in this role. Because it's just such a pointless role. Like, there had to be other or better people. Maybe they didn't have the name recognition, but there had to be somebody they could have put in that role that would have made it more like, okay. Like, if that same role is played by, say, The Rock. Now, I know they couldn't get The Rock, but if it's played by The Rock, I feel like the movie gets better by osmosis.
Yes, it does.
You know, because you feel like, oh, this is a bad guy. Like, he doesn't play that shit. He's a badass motherfucker on the police force, and he is cracking heads, and he don't want this dude marrying his daughter.
You get that.
His sister.
You get that intimidation.
Right. And I don't get that from Ice Cube. To me, Ice Cube is now the cuddly dude that gets mad when a can of Budweiser jizzes snow all over his face. Okay? That is the new Ice Cube, the lovable, just want to pinch his cheeks Ice Cube. He's adorable. And now he's trying to go back to badass Ice Cube. And it's like, I don't care how much you furrow your brow, you're not the badass Ice Cube anymore.
Yeah, you're not scary.
Yeah. Like, I want to hang out with this Ice Cube. I want to drink a beer with this Ice Cube. And you can't get that back just because you're being mean to Kevin Hart, who the audience finds annoying as well. Okay. So I thought that was kind of crazy. Also, they drag out the gag of will he or won't he quit and stop trying to be on the police force.
True.
Way too long.
Yeah.
It's like going on 6-7 times. Like there's the part where they have, I forget his name, Crazy Randy or some shit where, Ice Cube basically hires a guy to his friend. He gets his friend who I guess owes him money or something to pretend to be a belligerent drunk and beat up Kevin Hart. And embarrass him into quitting the force so that he won't marry his sister and he won't become a police officer. That gag goes on way too long and it's not funny.
Mm-mm.
It's just too much, man. So yeah, I didn't enjoy it at all.
Yeah, me either. And also for me, just Kevin's Hart slapstick. Like I know a lot of people really, really enjoy his slapstick, but I don't at all because, you know, he emphasized on he's short. Okay, yeah, you're short, but you're gonna have to give me more than that. He emphasized on, you know, like you said, I see kids as I fight a kid, you know. Okay, how many times has this been done? Even on his TV show.
Right.
You know, it's one of these things where it's like you wanna do this physical comedy and these physical gags, but you don't execute them well. There are some people that execute them very well, and no matter how many times they do it, it's always funny. But with him, I just don't get that. So to me, because the book, like, and I think a lot to his detriment, he carried the movie with that. If it was like he didn't carry the movie with that, it was every now and then, it might be okay. Even the way the movie ended with him blowing, like, setting shit on fire.
Yeah.
I was like, we really gonna do this? We about to do this. And it was almost like the way your mind ticks, a lot of times you can see how things are going to end before me. Now, if I see something, I'll be like, okay, we about to go there, for because I don't always think like you do. To me, it's too much slapstick, because I go, okay, we're getting ready to go here. And then I'm angry because I'm like, I seen this coming. And to me, you took a lot of the surprise out of the comedy with me kind of already knowing where we were going with certain things, which to me is not enjoyable.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that was how I felt, man, where I was just like, every gag feels like it goes on about 2 minutes too long. You know, where you're just like, all right, I got the joke 2 minutes ago. Every twist in the story happens 10 minutes after it should have happened.
True.
Like, so we know this is going to happen. Let's get it over with. And they just don't do it. They don't execute well. Mm-hmm. Let's go ahead and grade this bad boy on the more epic than Love Jones scale from 0 to 5. Karen, what do you rate it?
I give it a 2.
2, which means Netflix. So you recommend people check this out on Netflix when it comes to Netflix and see it for themselves.
Yeah, don't pay full price. Don't go watch it opening weekend. Don't even pay $5 at AMC. Just wait till it come on Netflix.
Me personally, I give this shit a 0. Man, fuck you. This movie's not worth your time. When I left, I wanted to like it. I really did. Yeah. But it was just, I was in the car like, this movie wasn't good.
It wasn't at all.
You know, well, you giving it a 2. But I was like,
of bad movies that's on Netflix.
I would not see this shit on Netflix. I wouldn't watch it if it was on TNT. It's just not worth watching. They really wasted a movie. I wish it would have been more like, I think this might have been PG-13. Let me make sure before I say that. But
I think in January, February, whenever it came out, it was like one of the highest grossing movies of that month.
It's the highest grossing movie for January ever, Karen.
Yeah, and that's because A, didn't nothing else come out, and B, you fucking flooded the market with goddamn commercials. Yeah, all your budget money went to commercials.
It's PG-13.
And that's another reason why I made that
it's
money
just,
too.
It's just not good, man. I like this, to me, you know, I need movies with a little bit more edgier comedy than this shit, because not only is it safe, but it's also predictable. So don't go see this shit. I recommend if it comes on Netflix, don't even rent it. It's not worth your time. If it's on TNT, change the channel. Just don't watch it. So all right, man, thank you so much, Karen, for being with me here to do this review.
Cool.
Hopefully you people out there enjoyed this, and we'll be back with another one shortly. Peace out.
Get your act together. My life's a movie. I leave you in that act forever.
Life's like a movie. My life's like a movie. My life's like a movie.